بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم اما بعد اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الا بذکر اللہ تطمئن القلوب صدق اللہ العظیم الحمدللہ وی اٹینڈ دا مجلس آف ذکر و دا توفیق آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی و دا اللہ's kindness upon us. It is not through our own strength. It is only Allah who brings us to these gatherings. Let us ask ourselves a question. Why are we sitting here? Why have we attended, or why do we attend such a gathering? Why do we frequent a majlis of dhikr? So I'm sure every person will give the same answer, that we have assembled here so that we may take the name of our beloved Allah, because we are seeking Allah. We are searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know Allah is our creator, Allah is our nourisher. Allah has sent us into this world. But in this world, we are traveling towards the akhirat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned himself, مَا أَنَا إِلَّا كَرَاكِبٍ إِسْتَظَلَّ تَحْتَ شَجَرَةٍ ثُمَّ رَاحَ وَتَرَكَهَا, to explain that he was not attached to the world. Rasulullah said, I am just like a rider who is going through this world. Rider takes some shade under a tree. He rests for a little while, then he leaves the tree and he continues his journey. So exactly like that we are in this world, but we are all are making a safar. And this journey, this safar is towards the akhirat. And that is our ultimate abode. Our goal is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our maqsood is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this consciousness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of my actions, and Allah is with me. We term this in Arabic, ma'iyat, or to be with Allah, to feel the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith Qudsi, Rasulullah says that Allah says, ana ma'a abdi idha taharrakat bihi shafatah. Or kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam, ana ma'a abdi idha taharrakat bihi shafatah. That I am with my banda. The word ma'a is used. Ma'a implies ma'iyat, togetherness, closeness. Allah says, I am close to my banda. إِذَا تَحَرَّكَتْ بِي شَفَتَاهُ. When his lips move, taking and uttering my name. When my banda says, Allah. Allah says, I respond immediately and I am close to him. So we have assembled here seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want Allah to come into our lives. And we are going through the safar. And in this world, we will go through meadows, beautiful gardens. And yes, there will be those barren lands as well. Any person who travels, no matter how beautiful the highway may be, and how beautiful the roads may be, but you're bound to get a speed trap somewhere. You're bound to get some oil patch somewhere. There may be a few potholes. There may be some enemy standing somewhere waiting in ambush. So exactly like that in this world, we will go through tests, trials and tribulations. There will be loss at times. Sometimes a person might lose his close one. He may lose some of his property, his belongings. Sometimes his sickness, sometimes his illness. Different problems, pareshani as we say. But there are times when a person is happy, is enjoying good health, he's got prosperity, is enjoying the pleasures of this world. So if we want to enjoy our journey towards the akhirat, then we require Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then this oil patch becomes very easy to avoid. And we alerted before we come towards that area where the enemy is waiting in ambush. And Allah takes us across very easily. It's a very smooth sailing journey. Yes, we will have a few problems and obstacles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us go through. Why? When we go through these hardships, then we turn to Allah. Allah loves it when we take His name. And Allah loves it when we take His name also when we are in pain. When a person is in pain, then he takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person is in gain also, then too he takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether he's got happiness, then too he remembers Allah. And when he is in difficulty, sorrow, grief, misery, hardship, then too he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then that enemy shaitan that is waiting en route, nafs, we have evil people in this world, people who want to mislead us, people who are jealous of us, people who are placing those thorns in our pathway, whether it is in our business, whether it is in our institution, whether it's in our masajid or wherever it may be. Sometimes it's a social problem, a domestic problem, whatever it may be. But Allah strengthens our heart. Allah gives us that hope. And Allah repeatedly consoles us. There's nothing for you to worry, because I am with you. I am with you. And therefore, when we take the name Allah, Allah is Ismudat, inshallah, if Allah give us tawfiq, in the weeks to come, we will recite the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will discuss these beautiful sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How powerful they are, and what meaning they have, how great our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So we have come here, it is as though our hearts are filled with rocks and stones. Rocks and stones. And now we are going to open a little window, a little door of our heart. And we are going to throw out and cast out all these pebbles and these rocks and stones that have accumulated in our heart and has made our heart very heavy. And when we will take the name Allah, when we say La ilaha illallah, when we say illallah, then we will fill this heart with the rubies of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the pearls and emeralds of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was reading a kitab of Hazrat Arif Billah, our Murshid, our Shaykh, Hazrat Makhtar Sahab. And in there he's mentioned the secret behind morning and evening zikr. It's a long bayan. Just one part of the bayan, he gives an explanation. He says there are two signs in the following verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. Allah says, and keep yourself content, or keep your, remain steadfast with those who call the Allah morning and evening seeking His pleasure. So the person is making dhikrullah. Why? He wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, they are the people that remember me morning and evening. Why has the term morning and evening been used? Allah has used the word in Arabic, ghadat and ashi. So why has it not been said that they remember in the afternoon as well? Because they can make dhikr any time. There's no limitations. There's no restrictions. You can make it night, morning, evening, afternoon. But specifically Allah has chosen in this verse, ghadat and ashi, morning and evening. You see, this is because the zikr of the morning and evening is more effective and beneficial due to the changing of shifts by the angels. Those angels that are on duty at night change the shift in the morning and go back towards the heavens. This is when the next group of angels come on duty and they remain till the evening when their shift changes. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the sign of morning and evening to indicate my servants are very alert, my bandas are intelligent. When the angels change the shifts and return to me, they want these angels to bear witness to their dhikr, to their remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these angels will mention to Allah ta'ala, oh Allah, we have left your intense lovers in a state of shedding excessive tears in your love. We have left these intense lovers of yours whilst they are engaged in your dhikr, your remembrance. So therefore in this verse Allah has used morning and evening. So what does it imply? That these are times where the dhikr of Allah are more effective. It doesn't stop us from making dhikr any other time. In fact, one verse, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. Why is reclining on your couch? You're lying in bed. Instead of fantasizing of some haram woman, think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of the ni'mas Allah has provided for you. Think of beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes nafs and shaitan, especially when a person is all alone, then he brings such evil thoughts. And he tempts you to put on the TV or to log on some website and to see some pornographic material. But if you are able to restrain yourself, and sometimes you are able to cast that aside and shun that evil. But then as you are lying down, then shaitan will make you fantasize. What do you do? Then you must think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How handsome he was. How beautiful he was. The sacrifices he made. Go on a free journey to Makkah and Medina in your mind. No visas are required. There's no requirements. And stand before the Roza Mubarak. And picture yourself you are standing before the Roza Mubarak. Picture yourself you're making tawaf of the Kaaba. Picture yourself that you are touching the Hajar Aswad, or you're kissing the Hajar Aswad, or you're standing by Multazam. Inshallah, once you think of good things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then give you the sukoon and sleep. And you fall asleep. And you'll be safe from fantasizing of haram and thinking of haram. Shaitan is very shrewd. It's very crude. If he's able to, or if you are able to resist one evil, he will come to some other door. But remember, if a person who has in his life Allah with him, then he will be able to combat nafs and shaitan easily. When we genuinely, truly have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us, then Allah will come to our rescue. Allah will come and Allah will attend to our needs. We won't have even go near to press the button to seek Allah's assistance. We are still taking the name Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy will already envelop us. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. The time after Isha is it's late already. Inshallah, in weeks to come, we will change the time as well. For this time being, we'll continue like this. You know, people are tired. You've been working the whole day. You just had meal, supper or something. You come now to the masjid. This is tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no rands and coins. No randela has been distributed here. The things that we are getting, really, if a person is not us sitting here, it is some person's ikhlas in this gathering. Somebody who's sincere, seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are sincere in any good thing we do, then definitely Allah will show us the effect of whatever we are doing. Our niyat must be clear. We are coming here to purify ourselves. We're coming here to change our lives. We're going to make tawbah, istighfar. We're going to make dua, we're going to cry. We're going to make dhikr. There's nothing else we're going to do. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this gathering of this majlis of dhikr where we will take Allah's name. We're not taking shaitan's name. We're not calling anything else of dunya. We're not talking about any other worldly affair. The only thing we're proclaiming is the name of Allah. And when we take the name Allah subhanahu of Allah, then take it in a beautiful tone. As the name Allah is so soothing to our hearts, so soothing to our hearts. And let us listen with our ears. When we take the name Allah, then listen with our ears and see the effect as it goes into our heart. The tranquility, the serenity, the peace, inshallah. Beside Guru Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 حاضري الله ناظري الله شاهدي الله معي الله 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 كيسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله ومن موز بلبل الله من موز كريم رحيم الله يا الله forgive us our sins my Allah يا الله forgive us all our sins our major sins our minor sins my Allah sins we did knowingly unknowingly intentionally unintentionally عمدا خطأ نسيانا the darkness of the night broad daylight in public in privacy in home at our homes in our offices, in our factories, in our institutions, in our shops, in our businesses. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, how long are we going to live a life of filth and vice and evil, my Allah? Ya Allah, we are tired of sinning, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are tired of this miserable lives, my Allah. That is far away from your mercy. That is far away from your deen. Far away from the shariat of Islam. Far away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we don't have the azmat of you, my Allah. We don't have the azmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't have the azmat of your deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Change our conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are sincerely repenting, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, sharminda hai. Our brothers have gathered here tonight, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, my Allah. Ya Allah, every person is seeking you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours now. Make us yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. Tu hamara banja, hame tera bana le. Ya Allah, you make us yours, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. You have all the right, ya Allah. You have all the power and strength, my Allah. You have the authority, my Allah. You are malik al-mulk. You are malik yawmiddin. Ya Allah, izzat is in your hands, my Allah. Dhillat is in your hands, my Allah. Everything is in your control, my Allah. The sun, the moon, the stars, the skies, the rain, the clouds, the mountains, the oceans. Ya Allah, the angels, the jinn, mankind, the animals, the insects. Everything is in your power, your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Rabbul Alameen, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Rabb of all the worlds, my Allah. Dunya is your creation. Akhirat is your creation. Jannat belongs to you, my Allah. Jahannam belongs to you, my Allah. Every person belongs to you, my Allah. Every Nabi belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, have your special mercy upon us now, my Allah. That one glance of your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are desperate, my Allah. We are in need, my Allah. We acknowledge and confess our wrongs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know we are living lives of nifaq and hypocrisy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are preaching Quran and Sunnah. We don't have it in our lives, my Allah. We claim to be Muslims, my Allah. We don't have that Islam, the true qualities of Islam in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want the whole world to change, my Allah. But we ourselves, we are not prepared to change, my Allah. Ya Allah, time is running out, my Allah. We don't know when the angel of death is going to come, my Allah. We don't know when he is going to knock at our door, my Allah. It will be too late for us then to make amends. Ya Allah, tawbah will not be accepted then, my Allah. Ya Allah, answer our dua tonight, my Allah. Accept our tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are trying, ya Allah. We will falter, we will fall, we will stumble, my Allah. But ya Allah, you will see us standing up again with your tawfiq and your kindness, your compassion and your mercy, my Allah. You will guide us, my Allah. Hold us by our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, hold us by our hands, ya Allah. Hold us by our hands, my Allah. Keep us on sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us, my Allah. Ihdina sirat mustaqim. You guide us, my Allah. Make us become righteous and pious, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are living filthy lives, my Allah. Of zina and riba, my Allah. Of ghibat, ya Allah. Of carrying tales, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are lying and we are cheating and we are deceiving the people, my Allah. We cheat our customers, my Allah. We deceive our clients, my Allah. Ya Allah, we fight and quarrel, my Allah. We've got malice in our hearts, my Allah. We've got jealousy in our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your recognition, your love, your ishq, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your love, my Allah. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Ya hayyu ya qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith, aslih lana sha'nana kullah. ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا الله ده أمة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله is perishan today my Allah يا الله for so many months upon months my Allah يا الله our brothers and sisters in Syria my Allah يا الله there's so much of war taking place my Allah they've got no aman there's no sukoon there my Allah thousands and thousands of lives have already been taken my Allah they are being bombarded every single day Our brothers and sisters in Palestine, my Allah. Afghanistan, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many countries in Africa, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's no aman, there's no sukoon left, my Allah. Ya Allah, you send your winds of mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, your winds of afiyat, my Allah. Your winds of barakat, my Allah. Give us your special blessings, my Allah. Ya Allah, open your doors of rosy for us, my Allah. Open your doors of rosy for us, my Allah. Make our rizq and sustenance easy for us, my Allah. Without much, ya Allah, effort, my Allah. You give us halal rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, and make us use it in the halal way, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to spend on the needy, the orphan, the widows, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us misers with our wealth, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to change our lives now, my Allah. Make the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW come into our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our wives, our children. Our family members, our musallis, our muta'alliqeen, my Allah. The entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever they may be, protect us from every type of fitna, every trial and tribulation, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many challenges out there today for us, my Allah. Make it be easy for us and our youth, my Allah. For women folk, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents and our children, our progeny, my Allah, from the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Make us be in the Jamaat, in the group of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, in the group of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam. Make us be among those who be victorious in this dunya and the akhirat, my Allah. Give us kamyabi, success in dunya, qabr and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, every good work of deen that is taking place, my Allah. Accept their efforts, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are trying, my Allah. Ya Allah, unki mehnat ko qabool farma. Ya Allah, especially the work of da'wat and tabligh, my Allah. They are going door to door, my Allah.
Jama'ats are going out, my Allah. Accept their efforts, my Allah. Accept their gush and ijtima' that is taking place, my Allah. Ya Allah, the mashayikh are making effort in the khankas, my Allah. Accept their efforts, my Allah. Wherever this gathering of dhikr, my Allah, accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, madaris, makatib, darul ulum, ya Allah. And the different societies, ya Allah, whatever effort they are making, ya Allah, which is according to your shariat, according to Quran and Sunnah, ya Allah, you accept it, my Allah. Give them barakat, my Allah. Give them maqbooliyat, my Allah. Give us all ikhlas, my Allah. Give us ikhlas, my Allah. Grant us sincerity, my Allah. Do not make us do things for riya and show, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from ostentation, my Allah. Protect us from pride and arrogance, my Allah. From anger, my Allah. Help us to overlook and forgive, my Allah. Especially our wives, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become the coolness of the eyes of our parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, if they have left this world, my Allah, make them maghfirat, ya Allah. Give them the highest position in Jannat, my Allah. Make their qabr rawdatun min riyadil Jannah. If they are living, help us to serve them, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun wa ja'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, those who are looking for suitable partners, ya Allah, to get married, my Allah. Find them suitable partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many young men, young women, my Allah. They want to live a chaste and pious and pure life, my Allah. They do not want to live a life of zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are trying, ya Allah. They want to change their lives. They want to get married, my Allah. They are searching for good partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many who have been waiting for so long. So many sisters of ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, age is catching up with them, my Allah. Ya Allah, find them suitable partners, my Allah. Bless them with a blissful, happy, married life with taqwa, my Allah. Those who are married have got no children, ya Allah. Grant them beautiful, pious children, my Allah. Those who have got children, my Allah, make their children be nek and salih, my Allah. Make them be obedient, ya Allah. Make them also become the coolness of the eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the best of dunya and akhirat. Best of dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many sick people, ya Allah. They are suffering from different type of diseases. They have underwent operations in hospitals, ya Allah. So many are going, ya Allah, for operations, ya Allah. So many do not know what the diagnosis is going to be, my Allah. They've got that fear it might be cancer. It might be some deadly disease, my Allah. They are young children also, my Allah. They are elderly ones, my Allah. Some got heart problems, ya Allah. Whatever the disease may be, my Allah. Grant each sick and ailing person shifa-e kamil, ajil, mustaqir da'im. Ya Allah, they are elderly ones in our society, in our community, my Allah. In our families, my Allah. They have become za'if, they have got old, my Allah. Ya Allah, you make them, ya Allah, come to you, ya Allah, give them the khatima with iman, my Allah. With ease, without any muhtaji, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us muhtaj on any of your makhluq, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are only muhtaj on you, my Allah. We are dependent only on you, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreer, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hardships, misery, sorrow, grief, our brothers and sisters have, ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the grief, remove the hardships, whether it's a social problem, a domestic problem. Ya Allah, husband and wives are not on talking terms. They are fighting, they are quarreling, on the verge of divorce and talaq. Ya Allah, grant them muhabbat, my Allah. Our hearts are in your control, my Allah. You are muqallib al-qulub. Nothing is impossible for you. Nobody will question you, my Allah. There are so many looking for jobs, my Allah. Find them halal, rosy and good jobs, my Allah. Ya Allah, each one of us have got some dua, some hajat, some need tonight, my Allah. You are well aware of every person's need and hajat, my Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'watil mutarrina idha da'uk, rahman ad-dunya wal-akhirah, wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha, ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك fulfill all our needs, ya Allah, with ease and afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us, ya Allah, shahadat in your path. Grant us maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Give us bari in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyama, make Rasulullah be waiting for us, my Allah. Make us meet him at Hawdha Kothar at least, my Allah. Make us go running to our beloved Rasulullah. Make him open his arms wide and embrace us, my Allah. Ya Allah, to feel the coolness of his Mubarak chest, Ya Allah. We can place our heads on his chest, man. Make him give us a Hawz-e Kawthar water with his Mubarak hands, man. Make us enter Jannat with our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. Ya Allah, we have made no effort, Ya Allah. We have made no sacrifices for your deen. Sahaba will show you their wounds, my Allah. They will show you the scars they endured in your path, my Allah. They used to tie stones to their bellies, my Allah. Rasulullah himself, yeah, would tie stones to his belly. Ya Allah, today you have given us plentiful, my Allah. We've got food and drink, my Allah. We've got so much of ta'ayyush, my Allah. So much of aram and comfort, my Allah. We make shukr to you, you have given us those ni'mats, my Allah. Ya Allah. But don't deprive us of being in his company on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. We want to be close to the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, his beloved Sahaba ikram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in Jannah, give us a beautiful bounties, my Allah. And don't deprive us of that momentous occasion, my Allah, when you will remove the hijab and veil, my Allah, and the inmates of Jannah will see you, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, don't deprive any one of us, my Allah. Make us true zakirin and shakirin. Make our tongues moist with your dhikr. Ya Allah, give us the taqwa, my Allah. Strengthen our hearts, my Allah. Give us that bond with you, my Allah. That attachment with you, my Allah. Don't make us live lives of ghaflat and negligence, my Allah. Protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Help us to subdue them, my Allah. Don't make us become easy victims of nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from the azab of the qabr and azab of jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, all the murhumeen, Ya Allah. Grant them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Little babies passed away this week, my Allah. Ya Allah, they will become a means of their parents entering Jannat. They were elderly ones also, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. Give the family sabri jameel, my Allah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.